Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's Daily Devotional. It's called Preserve Dignity by Going Above and Beyond. The boss called a team meeting to announce new policies for dealing with customers at the store. The new policies. One, if a customer is irate and hits you on the side of the face, say to them, "My pleasure," and be sure they hit you on the other side too. Two, when customers try to steal winter coats, give them shirts to wear also. Three, if a customer needs help getting items loaded in their car, give them free delivery and home installation too. Four, if someone wants an item but can't afford it, give it to them for free. Five, always loan out tools or money, even if you know they will never pay it back. Next, love our competitor stores. And the final new policy, when customers leave bad reviews, don't reply online, just talk to God about them. The employees at the store couldn't believe this list was serious, and after the boss insisted these policies came from headquarters and would be in place moving forward, the employees began to complain. "These will lead to terrible working conditions. I wouldn't have taken this job if I'd known. These policies will make our jobs unsafe and the store unsustainable." Jesus tells his followers to live like that in Matthew chapter 5, verses 39 to 44. Policies that make for a bad environment when in the workplace, where the company and the employees are in control, actually help believers take some control in situations where the world is out to get them. Going above and beyond with others preserves or adds dignity where dignity is questioned or challenged. Author, filmmaker, and preacher Bill Muir told the story of a Southern California seminary president, a Hispanic man who was meeting colleagues for lunch at a Denny's-type restaurant on a hot summer day. Upon arriving at the restaurant, he removed his suit coat and tie and left them in the car and rolled up his sleeves as he walked through the parking lot. When he entered, he saw the group he was meeting already seated, and he headed their way. An older woman reached out as he passed her table and asked him to fill up her coffee. She assumed he was a busboy at the restaurant. Without skipping a beat, he found the drink station nearby, picked up a pot of coffee, quickly filled her cup, and asked if there was anything else he could do for the folks at the table. One of his colleagues noticed him getting the coffee and asked, "Why did you do that? Why didn't you explain who you were?" His answer, "You know how much of a servant you are based on how you respond when treated like one." I'll say that again. You know how much of a servant you are based on how you respond when treated like one. Our dignity and position is solidified in Christ and the ways we express His life, love, and sacrifice to others. Believers serve God by giving more than what's asked or expected. God is our boss, not the bullies, jerks, or rude people we get to care for and try to win over by going the extra mile. Please consider that and how you might preserve dignity and care about others by taking a little bit of control back from some situations in your life. Thanks for considering. This is John Riley, the junior high pastor at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.